Do you need permission? And sis, if you are waiting for that, it's not going to come. God sets up the timing. So when he is telling you to move, you have to give yourself permission to move.
Hi, I'm Dr. Phyllis, transformational life coach and mentor with over 20 years of experience as a physician and in women's ministry. Life is full of experiences that become defining moments where you must decide if you will get stuck or take the necessary steps to grow and find joy in the process. I look forward to coaching you each week to create a joy-fueled life of permission, presence, priority, and purpose. Welcome to Joy in the Pivot.
Hi, welcome back. It's Dr. Phyllis for another episode of Joy in the Pivot. Thank you for joining me. Have you ever felt that God is just calling you to something more? You feel this stirring in your spirit. You're just, the status quo is just not enough anymore. Maybe your job is just not what it used to be. It's just not giving you that same passion. It's not filling that same void. Although you've invested a lot of time, it's just not, God's telling you, there's something else. Maybe life has just happened. So you really have no choice. You have to pivot your actions, your thinking, your mindset. But you just feel stuck. You're scared. You don't know where to turn. Maybe you just can't move because you really want that crystal ball that tells you what's on the other side if you make a change. Or have you ever felt that, look, Lord, I've invested so much into getting where I am. I'm good. I just want to ride this out and see as far as I can go. I want to wait until that next promotion, or I just want to stay here till I retire, whatever it is, yet you just are not settled because he keeps saying there's something else. In today's episode, I want to talk about the permission to pivot. And today, along with next week, I want to talk in a two-part series about this permission to pivot. And in part one today, I want to address why it's important to give yourself a hall pass. You may be saying, Dr. Phyllis, what are you talking about, a hall pass? Do you remember when you were in elementary school or middle school, even in high school, to get out of class, you needed a pass? To go to the restroom, you needed a pass. To go to another, maybe you had a commitment off of campus, a doctor's appointment, an extracurricular, maybe you were on a team or involved with something else that you had to leave the classroom, you needed a pass. Otherwise, you had to stay in the classroom. You weren't allowed to get up and leave without that pass. Again, either your parent had to write it, another teacher who needed you to come out of class, or your teacher in your class at that time needed to give you the hall pass to leave the room to go where you needed to go. Otherwise, you had to stay where you are. And I want you to think about that often we find ourselves stuck because we're waiting for someone else to give us permission to move. Furthermore, we are waiting because we're fearful or we're comfortable. And so we want to be sure that if we leave this comfortable place, we leave where we're at, we leave this season in life, we leave this chapter in life, we leave this job, we leave this role, that we know for sure what's out there. And when thinking about this, it made me think about a statement that my mom would always say. She would say, let go and let God. And if I remember correctly, I think her mom used to say that. My granny used to say that as well. And it's interesting because recently I had a patient and it just, you know, God will put us in these positions of confirmation. And she and I were talking and she wanted to share with me and my colleague that was in the home, my nurse colleague that was in the home, a special scripture. And on this little giveaway bag of thanks, it was just something she had shared at a very difficult time in her life. And she shared with us what she had given away at that time, and she had some extras. So she just shared with us. It was really thoughtful. It had a little bag with some Kleenex, and it had a button. It has a button. I still have it. That says, let go and let God. And it touched me because it made me think about what my mom would always say. And I find myself saying it as well, and I want to say it to you today. You need to give yourself a hall pass. You need to give yourself permission to pivot to where God is calling you by letting go and letting God. This is where true faith is. And I'm not just talking at you because I had to do that. As I've shared with you in previous weeks, from the outside, I looked like I had it going on. Ordained minister, from the outside, successful physician, now a transformational life coach, very involved in the community, years of academic and clinical training, ministerial training. Yet I was trying to be in control of everything. And it was only until I really, really, now for me, God, as I've told you, had to pull that emergency plug on that treadmill that I had created as my life to really get my attention. But he had been giving me signs for a long time. And I'm sure he's been giving you signs that he's calling you to something bigger and better, despite how it feels right now. And it was only until I truly hit this crossroads where I really had to, I mean, really, 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 really walk in faith, where I really had to do the heavy lifting myself. And when I say myself, there was no new shiny object to go to. My mom has passed away. So my physical earthly lifeline that I had for years used as my major cheerleader, that I could do all things and I could climb tall, you know, tall buildings and I could slay all the dragons, she now was gone. So now I had to lean on God. Always, God's been there. Yet I, over the years, had begun leaning on my achievements. I had begun leaning on my roles as a wife, a mother, a physician, a minister, such to the point they had become checkboxes. Does this resonate with you? I do believe that many of us Christian women find ourselves in a similar situation. And we create this box, this set classroom, this room where we feel that we have everything in its proper place and we want it to stay the same until it's not. Until God's whispers become louder, before he disrupts the nest, the bird's nest that we've created for ourselves, because he loves us so much that he wants us to get to where he's trying to take us to fulfill his purpose. But we stay in this box. And then it becomes a comfort zone. And that's why the only way we can get to where he's trying to get us to is we have to give ourselves permission. We have to do it. We can't wait for someone to give us permission to step out and into our pivot zone so God can pivot us. He can take us to where he needs us to be to fulfill his purpose. So I want to ask you today, where are you? Are you still sitting comfortably at that desk in that classroom when you know that you really need to move to the next level? You need to move to the next class. You need to move to the next level. Maybe you need to move out of that job that you're in, or maybe you need to move out of a relationship you're in, or maybe you need to move out of a stage of hurt, a stage of anger, a stage of disappointment, a stage of even a circle of friends that's no longer serving your purpose. Or maybe it's you feel successful, but you know that God is calling you to something else. But you just, you're almost there. You're almost there. But you keep waiting. God's giving you the signals. He's giving you the signals. But you're waiting for someone to tell you it's the right time. You're waiting for someone to say, do you need the hall pass? Do you need a hall pass? Do you need permission? And sis, if you are waiting for that, it's not going to come. God sets up the timing. So when he is telling you to move, you have to give yourself permission to move. I want you to give yourself permission to move. Even if you are in the midst of so much on your plate, between work responsibilities, family responsibilities, maybe you're taking care of your children, you're raising your children, maybe you're caring for another family member, maybe you're part of the sandwich generation. I know how that is. Where you are caring for your children, maybe your grandchildren, and you're caring for a parent, or maybe a older sibling, or maybe your spouse or significant other, or maybe a friend that you have stepped in to be the caregiver for. And even in the midst of that, God is saying, yes, the things that you are doing are of service, and he's proud that you're doing that, Yet it doesn't negate or take away that he has a plan for you individually. He has a purpose for you. And while these different very caring things that you are doing and the tasks and the actions are a part of it, that's not it. And he still needs you to look to him to help you fulfill not just the plan he has for other people and the purpose he has for other people, but that you fulfill what he's created for you. What dream have you had that God has put on your heart for years? Maybe it's to go back and get another degree. Maybe it's you wanted to write that book. Maybe there's a hobby you've been wanting to do. Maybe you've wanted to do bodybuilding. Maybe you've wanted to start a business. Yet you're waiting for the right time. You're waiting for someone to give you permission. You're waiting for life to get easier. And sis, life is happening. Life is moving. Time is moving while you're waiting for the kids to graduate. Because you and I know our kids stay at home longer than they did before. It's taking longer for them to get their degrees based on the availability of classes. Money. Paying for education is no joke. And you have no control over the unexpected things that come up. But in the meantime, you're waiting for life to get lighter. I can tell you that just when you think that life is getting lighter, something else is going to happen. And you can look up in the blink of an eye and life is moved. A month has passed, 2 months have passed. And if you don't take time to invest, to go to God and invest in what he is calling you to do, what he's put in you, who he's calling you to be, then before you know it, you can actually become resentful. And those tasks, those services, the giving, the caring that you do for everybody else will become a source of resentment. It is important that while you may not be able to do everything that your heart is telling you to do at one moment, you must find something you can do. If you feel that you know that you need to move your body, and you know, let's say this week you're not able to get in the gym, maybe look at doing it at home, or at least get out and walk. And not say, well, if I can't get to my Pilates class, if I can't get to the gym, if I can't get on the bike today, then it's a wash. I can't do anything else. That's an old saying, it's a wash. It means that's it. Do something. Give yourself permission to get out there. Get out of where you're at. Pivot your thinking, which will help you pivot your feet to move forward. Let go of trying to know everything, for everything to be perfect, for everybody to cheer you, and let God. He will give you everything that you need. Is it going to look perfect all the time? No. I am committed and have been committed to do this podcast. And I'm going to tell you, there's times Satan wants to get busy. And I'm like, oh, you know, what happens? You know, well, am I making a difference? And just when I think that someone is writing me or they're telling me, Dr. Phyllis, thank you so much for that. And even when that doesn't happen, I enjoy being here for you because I want you to learn from what I have gone through. And does that mean everything is perfect in my life? No, because life is a series of pivots. Life is a series of life-defining moments. And I have had to learn to just enjoy the ride because that's what living is. Living is an action word. For too long, I got caught up with doing. And you've heard me say striving instead of thriving to enjoy life. And it had to start with me giving myself, trying to say two words at one time, to give myself permission to pivot, that I could live life a different way. I deserved it to live my best life. And I'm here to tell you, you deserve to live your best life. And I'm calling you, sis, to give yourself permission. No one can give you that permission. And they're not going to. They're not going to give you the permission. I need you to give yourself permission. Give yourself a hall pass. Get up out of that desk. Get out of that seat. Get in that hallway. Step out on faith because you're letting go and letting God. Get out there and get moving. Baby steps are fine because we know that a baby takes those few little steps, and before you know it, especially these kids now, they're like running all over the place. And I can tell you, if you just get going. Give yourself permission to pivot your thinking, which will then begin to pivot your feet. You'll start taking action by letting go of trying to control everything. Let go and let God. I love you. It is such a blessing to come here every week because I want you to live your best life. It's never too late. And I want you to live your best life. I want you to have joy in the pivot. I want you to embrace your journey. Please don't forget, if this has been helpful to you, like it. If you're listening on a platform, to please like, share, give me a 5-star review so I'm encouraged. I would love it. I would love it. And I look forward to seeing you and speaking with you next week on Joy in the Pivot. Take care. Be well. Bye now.